Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
Welcome to the show. It is me, your girl, Labor Lee, aka Cat Lee, and hold on, I gotta do that again, because hold on.
Now tuned in to Ambitiously the Podcast.
Okay, all right, that was done correctly this time. Welcome to the show. Listen, it's a lot going on this evening. Thank goodness to that this evening is a relaxed, chill type of evening. This evening, it is the tap-in. This is the day that we get into our nostalgia bag and we talk about some things that we might have experienced as we grew up. I love this segment of the show. Told you I have a couple of segments that are my favorite, but this is one of those. We also do the final exam, which I'll save that for when Doc gets up in here, and let him explain everything that needs to be explained. But yeah, now forewarning, you may hear my dogs barking in the background because they're crazy, both of them. But just pay them no mind. They're close there, and like they have their own room, the next room over. And so the dogs outside bark, they bark too. So just to let you know. But today is the tap, and I'm very excited about it. It's like Tap in is like the, not the middle of the week, because the middle of the week we do the Wyatt Tech or what Wyatt Wednesday, but it's like the day that you get, well, I get to relax and unwind. So, you know, I'm excited about today. Anyway, some things I need to say before we get to the business at hand, which is during the conversation. You could do that by calling in or sending a text to number 443-551-5963, 443-551-5963. Or you could drop a comment, and just like this is on the screen below, that will be on the screen below as well. If you call in, note that you will be live on air, so watch your mouth, watch your mouth. If you text or drop a comment, I will read that out loud because that's what I do. So that's that. If you would like to contact us for any reason at all, contact at ambitiouslyent.com, contact at ambitiouslyent.com, or you can reach us at ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Again, that is ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com, or you can join our coffee community over there too, which I encourage you to. I'm going to tell you at the end of tonight's show why I encourage you to join the community. And we will, we're getting the, our Rumble situation together right now. So just be patient, be patient. Let me make sure, was that everything? Oh, also, let's get back to this. Hold on. The last thing I want to say before we get started is that I want you to like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, every subscription that we can get. It's a free way to support the show, for us to keep the show running and do the things that we need to do. It lets them know that we're here. It lets them know that you know that we're here. So, you know, like, share, and subscribe. Lately we've been doing the final exam first. And the reason being is because I kind of like the twist. I like the plot twist a little bit, because we talk about one of my favorite subjects, which is hip hop. I love hip hop with a passion. So, you'll see, I'm still the reigning champion, when it comes to this trivia that we play every day, every Tuesday. But I love hip hop, so that's why we do it. That's why we do it. Now we are waiting for, my partner and good doctor get up in the building. So while we're waiting on him, let me talk about a few things. Like I said, we are because of the censorship within Facebook and with YouTube, because Facebook, they've been on one lately. They're not as bad as YouTube, but they've been on one lately. We are going to be using another platform. Now, with this platform, we'll be able to use all of the sources that we've been using, which is Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and so on and so on. But we have less censorship over there. So I would encourage you to go over to Rumble and see what it is that they have to offer over there. Secondly, we've been working on Cattails. I know I'll keep telling y'all that it's coming soon. I know. I'm a child, I know. But with that, because it's not live, it's a pre-recorded segment, I want to get it right. I want to do it right. So I've been writing out the stories that I want to tell, figuring out how I want it to look visually when I tell these stories. At first, I wanted to go with an animated series, but I'm not too sure about that just yet. But basically, I have to write these stories out in order for me to tell them. Now, last night, I remembered another story that I wanted to tell, and I wasn't going to tell the story, but because, hi, Rock, honey, I want, hi, Rock, baby, hi, hi, boo-boo, I didn't want to tell the story at first because I didn't feel like, well, it's not even that I didn't feel like it was a story that I wanted to tell, but I had left the situation alone, and I was fine in my somber little world that I have here. But then the butthole decided to harass me yesterday in the keys. So now your story goes into the pot. I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry at all. Leave me alone. I tell people all the time, especially at the end of this podcast, to stay in your lane and don't get into my lane, because a collision could happen. And I say that with all honesty and all sincerity. But for some strange reason, every now and again, you get some butthole that has to test the waters. And this particular person tested the waters yesterday, so they will be a part of Cattails too. What episode of Cattails, don't know just yet, because I have a few stories that I want to tell before. I had a few stories already lined up that I wanted to tell beforehand, and then they came along and they started it, so I'm gonna finish it. You know that saying, don't start, no stop, won't be no stop. Now, I don't know what's going on with Doc. Let me see if I can get in contact with him real quick, because he's running a little behind. If he runs any further behind, I'm just going to get into the nostalgia of it all. But, yeah, so that's how that's going to go. I think we might have a new sponsor. I haven't made a final decision about that just yet. No emails from Doc. Let me see where he's at. I haven't made a final decision about that. But that possibly could be happening too. So we'll see how it goes. Let me check on Doc, because we cannot do the final exam without him. He is the curator of the final exam. So I'll basically break down the final exam real quick too, since he's not here. Oh, which, glad I thought about it. So the final exam, how that goes, the final exam is a hip-hop trivia, so to speak. What happens on the final exam is Doc, like I said, I like to call him Professor Doc when we do the final exam. He puts together 5 trivia clues, and we have to guess who he's talking about. Now, I picked the year, which I never understand why I picked these years. Like last week, I'll get to them in a minute, but last week was a good year for me because I was just trying to appease some of the requests that we've gotten lately, which was, oh, you know, you always go to certain years and you don't do these years. Don't do these years because I do them, but I know that when I choose those particular years that I'm going to lose, because there is certain subgenres of hip hop that I'm just not into. I'm the type of person that I give the music a certain allotted amount of time. If I can't vibe to it, I can't vibe to it, and I'm not gonna fake like I can vibe to it. I'm not a faker. Last week I didn't know, even when I went to my sister and I asked her about the particular artist that we covered last week, she was like, I don't know why you wouldn't know him. She's younger than I am, by the way, but she was like, I don't know why you would know him. She don't really rock with him either, and she's younger than him, and she messes with some drill rappers, but not all of them. So she was like, yeah, nah, you wouldn't have won that one because you're not into the drill rap thing. And I'm like, you're right. And I explained that I'm not a big on the drill rap. Like I said, my artists, they come from a different time. Nobody, people got taken out, but it was more about flexing than anything. So, yeah, I didn't do so well. But anyway, so we get the five clues that Doc puts together. And then we have to guess. I have to guess. You have to guess. And whoever guessed first wins. Now, there's a plot twist to that, too, because there's a game within the game for me. Not for you guys, but for me. And here's the game. So, if you don't know, well, there are a few things that I love. I have my things that I'm into. I'm into Star Wars. I'm into Hamilton. I'm into some things, right? So, I'm also really into Harley Quinn. One of my dogs, her name is Quinn. So, yeah. We started this game because I was so nice at it. Doc threw a little monkey wrench in there real quick. And then he was like, you know what? Let's play a game within a game. For every clue that you pass on, you lose a Harley Quinn. I have five of them. I lose one every time I pass to the next one. And so at the end of the game, either I'm going to get Harley's out of prison, or I'm not going to get them out of prison and they're going to stay in prison. They've been in prison for 2 weeks now. I'll tell you the story about the Harleys in a minute. But yeah, so that's how it goes. We'll get into that as soon as Doc gets here for us to talk about it. But until then, I am going to jump into the nostalgia bag because he's not here. So tap in. Basically, like I said, we get into our nostalgia. We talk about some things. And we have the discussions. Here lately, I've been a little upset with the parental units because some of the things that they said while we were children got on my damn nerves. So bad. I guess it's time to get into it. I haven't heard back from Doc. I hope he's okay, but let's get into it anyway. So he had a suggestion last week, which was, let's get into some of the things that, like myths and things that we, you know, grew up believing, legends and things of that nature, because the way we came about that one is we had a conversation about my daughter and her, I hate to say hatred of ladybugs, but she's not big on ladybugs. So every now and again, occasionally a ladybug gets into our home, and if she sees it, she automatically loses her ish. So I have to go rescue the ladybug and set it free outside because I refuse to kill the ladybug. And Doc said something important last week, which is ladybugs, from, you know, us growing up, they, you know, supposedly brought you good luck. And so, yeah, I would never kill a ladybug. So she wants me to kill him. I won't kill him. So we decided to go and, you know, talk about some things that we grew up believing and hearing and things of that nature. So the first thing that we're going to discuss this evening is an old classic myth. And this myth is, and I always heard this growing up, it's, you know, if you go swimming in the summers, like here in Baltimore, you had public pools that you could go to. And then having the parents that I have, we've also gone to, you know, resorts and things of that nature where we could go swimming and things of that nature. And so one thing that they always told us growing up is that you had to wait an hour before you could go swimming. An hour after you eat before you could get in the pool. And I believe that so much. And it was the longest hour ever. Like, oh my gosh, all the other kids are in the pool having the best time of their life. And I had to sit here and wait. Because, of course, they decided that we were going to eat before we went swimming, which I hated. I was like, why we can't eat after we go swimming? So that way I could get, you know, get my little rocks off in the pool, maybe get out a little bit, eat, and then whatever. But they always told me that I had to wait an hour before I could get in the pool after I ate. And so I always was like, oh, that's the worst ever. The worst time ever. But I found out as an adult that that is a fib. You do not have to wait an hour. Well, the thing is, the myth is that if you have to wait an hour after you eat, because if you do not, once you get in the pool, you would cramp up. I found out that that was not true. And I did not find that out until I was an adult. And the crazy part is, I found that out as a parent, being a parent. Okay, haven't heard. I hope he's okay. I found that out as being a parent and, you know, taking my daughter on little adventures to resorts and places, you know, things of that nature. Like, I've taken her to, what is that, Water Country USA. There are certain, like, I guess, what would you call that, a resort? But there are certain areas here that are more like resorts versus just a regular swimming pool. I've taken her to, we've gone to multiple swimming establishments. And the children, because at one point in time, I was in a relationship. And in this relationship, he had children the same age as my child. And so we would take them swimming during the summer and stuff like that. And they never had to wait an hour before they went swimming. Also, medically, I found out that that is not true as well. So, again, another one of them things that our parents told us that was just like, well, that doesn't even, why? These are things that I try not to say any of these things to my child, because I don't want her to one day figure out that it's not true like I did and be like, well, why did you tell me that? That wasn't true. Why would you say a thing like that, Mom? Why would you lie to me? And one thing I don't do is lie to my child. So yeah, it was a thing, but you know, it is what it is. And I always like, well, why? I always had the question. But growing up in a melanated family, you knew that you didn't, if they said that's what it was, that's what it was, and you didn't question it. You just said okay and dealt with it, because you were the child and they were the parents, and that's what it was. And it's a lot easier when I crumbled these papers or folded these papers up. I didn't do it this time. Another one of those things. Ha ha ha. This is a classic. And I know for sure that a lot of us have heard this before. When if Doc comes in, because I don't know what's going on with him, and I haven't received a message from him yet, so I don't know. But I'm quite sure a lot of us have heard this one thing. And it used to drive me crazy. Because, you know, as a kid, you watching TV, you want to sit in the living room. Let me give you a scenario. Let's say it is Saturday morning. Back in our day, we had Saturday morning cartoons. That was like the vibe. You got up every Saturday morning. If you didn't have the parent that made you clean. My mom was kind of like in between. Like, the morning time, I could get up and watch Saturday morning cartoons. But then, like, after they went off, then we had to clean. And then that's when the music got turned up real loud and, you know, you got to clean it. But as a child, you get your bowl of cereal, you turn on the television set, you sit down on the floor and you watching it. And the one thing that your parents always said to you was, move back from that TV. You sit too close to the TV, you're going to go blind. And I believe, oh my gosh, I believe that so, I really, really believe that. Like, when I say I believe that, dang, Doc, where you at? I believe that to my core, I did. It was nothing that you could, you couldn't, like, I believed them. I believed that I was going to go blind, even though I still did it anyway because it was a habit and I couldn't help myself. I believed that I was going to go blind if I sat too close to the TV. I believed that with my whole heart. But turns out that's a lie too. See what I'm saying? You see the trend? You see the running trend? That is a lie. But medically, I found out that that was, like, you're going to be blind. You're just going to be blind. Sitting too close to the TV set is not the reason why you're going to go blind. You're just going to be blind. Listen, I mean, I always attributed that to the reason why I don't wear bifocals, but the reason why I have to wear glasses now. I would say it'd probably be more so now. I'm probably going blind from all of these screens that I sit in front of. But I don't know if me sitting too close to the television was the reason why I was going blind. I think that's just genetics. I think that some people's eyesight is just better than others. But they used to tell us that all the time when we were younger. And I believed it. So two things that you know that I believed was that if I sat too close to the TV, I was going to go blind. And that I needed to wait an hour after I ate to get in the swimming pool or I was going to cramp up. And the crazy part is, wow, that's crazy because me and Doc talked about that too. We talked about the blue pool that everybody had. And they would say that for that pool. And I'm like, so I'm going to drown. Because they weren't deep pools. They was like, you know, you got them depending on where you're from. Like, the first 8 years of my life, I lived in North Carolina. So we had a store named Roses. They would go to Roses and purchase the pool, fill it up with water. But I didn't see how it was deep enough for me to cramp up and drown in that pool. And then we moved here, Baltimore, when I was 8. And then I got exposed to, like, you know, public pools. And that I probably would have went with that one more so over that little damn blue pool that everybody had. And if you don't know what the blue pool is, like, let me break it down. The blue pool, sometimes it had little designs on the side. You took it out the box, you unfolded it, put the holes inside, and let it fill up. Most of the time it had designs on the side of it or whatever. I think the designs got a little bit more, a little better as you got older. But yeah, so I never understood that. And the TV thing, I was like, I'm going to go blind from just watch a TV. And it's not like I was on the TV like this. I was a few feet away, but whatever. Whatever. That's what they said. So you believed it because you're the child and they're the parent, right? I don't say that so much to my daughter because she's not sitting up on a television. Her television is in her room and it's kind of far away from her bed. So, you know, I don't have the reason to say those type of things. You feel me? Like I said, today's children will never know the hardships that we knew as children coming up. If you are a Gen Xer, things were different. If you're a Gen Xer, things were different coming up versus, you know, I wouldn't even say millennials because my sister's a millennial and some of the things I experienced, she experienced. I'll say anything under a millennial, you will never know. You will never freaking know. Here's another thing that our parents, this is one of those sayings that our parents used to say back in the day when we were young. And I got a lot to say about this one, so I'm glad this one came out the bag, which was, I brought you into this world and I can take you out. Listen, I understand as parents, you wanted to put the fear of the Most High in our souls. I get it. I totally get it, right? Because you're a parent, you want to chastise your child. And that was a good saying to, I guess, scare the child. But I always remember thinking, like, you're going to jail. You're going to jail if you take me out. It's illegal. You can't, you can't take me out. But I heard that a lot coming up. And a lot of people say, well, that's something a black mama. No, that's something if you had black parents, period. Because my dad said it. My mom said it. How my grandparent, my grandmothers, both. Well, I have three grandmothers. All of them passed, by the way. May all of them rest in peace. But three that I grew up with, which is my dad is not my biological dad. He's my stepdad, but he is my damn daddy. And I don't care what nobody say. But his mom used to say that. My grandma in North Carolina said it once. And she never said it to me because I was her baby. But she said it to some of the other grandkids. So, you know, you heard that a lot. But I'm quite sure she said it to my mom and her siblings. And by the way, my grandmother in Carolina had 13 children, one passed. So she was raising 12 children. I give that woman her props because never could I ever have labored 13 times. Labor one time was enough for me, personally. Like, whew. And I did it naturally. And I'm quite sure she did it naturally because back in them times, I do not believe that epidurals were a thing. Quite sure she had to go through the natural childbirth thing too. So for her to do it 13 times was amazing. So she had 12 children that lived. And I'm more than certain that she said that to them. Like, I can't imagine her not ever saying that to them. But here's the truth and the honest to goodness truth. They weren't going to take us out because they didn't want to go to jail and prison for the rest of their life. They didn't want to be apprehended by the law because they took out their own daggone children. Now, there are some parents out here. I don't even know if I want to call them parents. There are some people who had children out here that have actually given birth to the children and taken them out. I don't know what's wrong with them. They're really retarded and a bunch of losers, but it is what it is. And so, yeah, it is. But that was a saying that I used to always question, like, you're going to go to prison. You're going to go to prison. You're going to take me out? You going to take me out? I brought you into this world and I will take you out. Like, really? So you want to spend the rest of your life in prison because you mad because I made a face, or you're mad because I talked back to you, or you're mad because I did something in school that you don't approve of. So you going to take me out because of that. That's crazy work to me. So in my opinion, would I ever have said that to my child? No, probably not. I would never say that to my child. It was just like, now I tell her, like, you keep playing with me, I'm gonna take all your you keep playing with me, I'm gonna take all your shit. And my game is not to, it might be torture a little bit, because my game plan is not to, I'm gonna leave the TV, but I'm gonna, because you know the cord is going, I'm gonna take the cord out so you can't plug the TV up. I'm going to leave your tablet, but I'm going to take the charger to your tablet. I'm going to leave your laptop. I'm going to take the charger to your laptop. I'm going to take all of the things that make these devices work. That is my punishment. That's how I'm not going to prison. Not behind you. Nah, I know how to get you. It's going to kill you to not be able to use your devices. So I'm going to take all the chargers and put them somewhere where you cannot find them. And They might not even be in the house. And until I'm ready, I might stash them at somebody else's house. But until I'm ready for you to have them, you will not have them. But I ain't gonna threaten to take your life. That's a bit extreme for me. That's a bit extreme. So nah, I wouldn't. I couldn't see myself saying that to my kid. But you know, we were coming up in different times. Things were different, and I guess they had to say what they had to say. I don't know. I have no idea, no clue. Or maybe it's regurgitated because they heard it coming up. So they like, yeah, I'm going to take that with me. And I'm going to use it on my kids. You know. But I do know I always thought like, you going to go to prison? That's what you're going to do? You're going to go to prison because you're so angry at me. Bad enough, you already done beat my ass. But now you're going to go to prison too? That's crazy. Another one of those parent things that used to drive me crazy as a child. And I can honestly say now that I am a parent, that those things drove me insane. Like, utterly insane. Like, really? Like, really? That's what we doing? That's how we feel? You want to threaten me? You want to threaten my life? Because you upset about I ate your last ice cream ball. I don't know. These are not things that I necessarily did per se, but these are things that, this is whatever, scenarios that could have been the case. And I always remember like, really? This is what we doing? Now you're threatening my life? Really? Really? So spanking me is not enough. You want to threaten my life too? Let's keep it moving. The next one, this is a fan. This is one of my favorite ones. I don't say it to my kid, but I've said it in dating scenarios, which is crazy, or scenarios where somebody says something nuts to me, and I'm like, what the? Do I look like Boo Boo the Fool? That's a classic. Like I said, I don't use it on my kid. I just like, what I look like? To her, it's like, you think I'm stupid? I'll say that to her before I say, do I look like Boo Boo? But I've said it to other people. Like I've said it, like I said, in dating scenarios where like, oh, it's not what it looks like. I'm not cheating. I'm not trying to talk to her, whatever, and then I'll be like, so what I look like, Boo Boo the Fool? You obviously are doing what it is that I see. My eyes are not lying to me. So I've said that in those type of situations. I've said it to supposed homegirls where they told a fib, or, you know, I hate saying fib. I say fib. I might say that to my kid, but I'm not going to say that to y'all. We grown. They told a lie, and I caught them in a lie, and then I might turn around and be like, what I look like, Boo Boo the fucking Fool? I don't say it like, what I look like, Boo Boo. What I look like, Boo Boo the fucking Fool? Like, you basically is saying, like, would you take me for a dummy? Like, you think I'm stupid? You think I don't? Oh, my gosh. And then usually if I said that, it's followed up. Like, when people test my intelligence, I hate that so much. What the fuck do I look like, Boo Boo the fucking Fool? And so that's I still say that now. Okay, but like I said, I don't say it to my kid. I say it to an adult. But the people that I'm talking to are generally around my age or older, so they get it and they understand what it means. So it's just like, it doesn't take much to register what exactly I'm saying to them. But I have said it. I just haven't said it to my kids. I've said it to grown folks. Because sometimes you got to talk to grown folks like they are children. Because it's a bunch of fools running around in this world. I don't know why. But there are a lot of fools running around in this world. So it is what it is. Okay, here's another one. This one, parents have told to their children time and time again. And I think it has been passed down from generation, I'm sorry, here in my eye, generation to generation to generation. And it's probably why people will still say it to this day, which is gums, if you swallow the gum, it will stay in your stomach for 5 to 7 years. Now, here's my philosophy on that, right? Hear me out. My philosophy is this. Jesus, this is my philosophy. If you can, all right, so I have a daughter, of course, I'm a parent. And when she was little, like any other little kid, little toddler, I hate that I'm telling her story, but she's 13 now, so this is long gone. She still remembers it though, because she brings it up every now and again. But she saw a dime on the floor, she picked it up, she put it in her mouth, and she swallowed it. I flipped out because my first child, you feel me, like, oh my gosh, my baby, she swallowed a dime. I knew she wasn't gonna pass away from swallow, but when you're a first-time mom, you're finicky about a lot of stuff when it comes to your children, especially when they're really, really small, right? So I flipped, oh my gosh, I called my mom. She swallowed a dime. My mom, like, she gonna poop it out. So if you can swallow a dime and poop it out within a couple of days, why is it that you can't swallow gum and poop that out in a couple of days? It makes no sense. Now, I'm going to tell my own business, which is I swallow gum several times in my lifespan. I know for a fact that I let it go. It was gone. I went to the bathroom, did my number two, and it did not stay in my system for 5 to 7 years. I can't even imagine. And then if you think about it medically, the acid in your stomach is not going to allow that to happen anyway, because that's what the acid does. It dissolves the things that you digest. I'm a suffer metal. And she definitely got rid of that dime. That dime came up out of her. But something like maybe gum, I just don't see it staying in your stomach to 5 to 7 years. Like that, it makes no sense. Logically to me, metal, yes, it's coming out. Gum, something happens to it when it hits that acid. And no, it's not staying in your stomach for 5 to 7 years. Oh, I hate these things that they used to say to us when we were young. It was crazy. It was insane. Why are you saying this to us? And we believe in all of this stupid shit that y'all kept saying to us. We did because we were kids. And we, I'll get to that in a minute. I haven't pulled any out yet, so it doesn't matter. But we believe that stupid shit because we were young kids with no sense at all. Also, another one of those things that they told us about, things that we swallowed as children. I remember, like I said, I moved here when I was 8, so we lived in North Carolina. A lot of fresh fruit was in my diet as a child. Still now, to this day, there's two things I love, three things I love. Well, I'm gonna just give you the two. There's two things that I love as an adult now. Fruit, vegetables. Definitely a part of my diet. I eat a salad any day. And don't get it twisted, I'm not a salad chick. I don't want, if we go out to eat, no, I'm not just ordering a salad. I want the salad, and then I want the main entree, and then maybe dessert. Probably not, though, because I might be too full. But I definitely don't want just the salad. I maybe want the salad, the soup, and the main entree. And that's a lot to take in, so I don't know if we get a dessert. Maybe dessert is something different. Maybe dessert is something different. Dessert you have at home. But because I love fruit so much, this one hit home. So I was always told as a little girl that if you swallow watermelon seeds and apple seeds, that a watermelon or an apple would grow in your stomach. And now that I'm an adult, I'm like, what the? So if you accidentally swallow a seed, you're going to have an automated, all of a sudden, you're going to have a garden in your stomach. What the hell? Why did y'all say these type of things to your children? Why? Why? Now you got us out here eating seedless watermelons, and I don't even know if we should, a watermelon should be seedless, because I feel like with fruit, things should have seeds, because then you could grow more fruit. How does a watermelon grow without seeds? How can apples grow without the seeds? Like, for them to, I don't know. And that's me as somebody who likes gardening and I want to farm. But like, it makes no sense to me. How is it created if it doesn't have seeds? How the fuck does that make sense? It doesn't make sense to me at all, but that's what they said. And I believe that shit. So imagine being a little ass kid just running around like, oh no, I can't eat the seeds because I'm going to have a watermelon growing in my stomach. Or if you got a little chunky, it's a watermelon growing in my stomach because I ate the seeds. Or it's apples growing in my stomach because I ate the seeds. Like, But you know what I never heard out about oranges? One, because nobody wants to eat an orange seed, but it still doesn't register to me. Like, I can see how we believed it as kids because we were kids, but how could you tell that lie to your child, you being an adult and knowing that that's not true? I'm more than certain that our parents as children ate watermelons and maybe accidentally swallowed a seed, or ate an apple, accidentally swallowed a seed. It's kind of hard to accidentally with an apple, though, because, you know, the core is kind of hard and all of that. But in my adult brain now, it's like, why would you tell that lie to your child? Why? Why would you tell that lie? Now you got them scared shitless because they don't want to eat the seed. No, and now they want seedless watermelons. Make it make sense, parents of the today's parents. I hope nobody is going through life telling their child that type of shit, because it's crazy work to me. It's insane. The fuck? So you mean to tell me up until about 6 or 7, I believed that I was going to have a watermelon growing in my stomach because of a lie. And I really believed that shit, like, wholeheartedly. I was scared shitless. Like, oh my gosh, I swallowed. Like, I thought I was dying. I swallowed a watermelon. Oh, watermelon about to grow in my stomach. Oh my God. If anything, I would say, you know, if you swallow a seed, there's a... no, well, that's even scarier. So maybe that's why they told us that. Because if you tell them the truth, like, okay, there's a chance of you eating seeds and being poisoned. But it's certain seeds that, you know what I mean, that happens from. But I don't think that... I don't think you should tell your children that. So maybe telling them that the fruit would grow in their stomachs was an easier concept. But then if you're a smart child, if you're a thinking child, which I always have been, I said, I always thought stuff. I just didn't always say it because I didn't necessarily want to get in trouble. But if you're a thinking child and you're thinking, so if the watermelon grows in my stomach, this is my thought process, then that means I get more watermelon, because I was just fat. I was greedy. So I was like, oh, so I'm going to have more watermelon. Unfortunate part is I won't taste it, but it'll be in my stomach. You feel me, type of situation. So, yeah, that's that. I don't know. I hope Doc is okay. I don't know where he is. I sent him emails. He didn't respond. So I really, really hope that he's okay. I think this is going to be the last one for the evening. This is also something that we were told as children. And so we were told this, and then we regurgitated it to other children. You make it, you make that, keep making that face, your face gonna get stuck like that. I've said it, I've heard it, and then I went and said it to other children, like, oh, you know, like a child making or something like that, your face gonna get stuck. Now, how many times have you made faces and your face didn't get stuck? A million. How many times have you made faces and your face ever gotten stuck? Never. Because it's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. I don't subscribe to telling these tall tales to children. But I guess it would be the equivalent to maybe a fairy tale, you know, stories. Because, you know, the fairy tales that we heard as children always... Well, actually, the fairy tales that we heard, my generation heard, were not even the real story on it, like Cinderella. That if you heard the real story of Cinderella is way darker than the one that you perhaps seen on Disney films. Same thing with Snow White. Same thing with all of these stories. Little Mermaid, even though that didn't come out until maybe my sister was born. But whatever. Little Mermaid. All of these stories have dark origins. But we got the lighter. When Disney came along, they tried to make it light and fluffy. So he's like, oh, the birds are singing. And there's a talking crab. And the mice are singing and making dresses. And Snow White and the dwarves. And everybody was so happy except the evil witches in all the stories. Or the evil stepmommies in all the stories. Or the evil queens in all the stories. But they all had darker sides to their stories. So maybe perhaps, just a thought, maybe our parents told us those stories like they were told, the fairy tales. We were sold the fairy tales to try to teach us a lesson. Hansel and Gretel. Don't be going up to strange houses because you might get put in the oven and cooked and eaten by the evil witch. Those type of stories. Nah, that story always was dark. Because I know there's other origin. This is off key, but just hear me out. So Hansel and Gretel, in the stories that we came up on, it was an evil witch in the woods. Well, all right, it's still basically the same story, but the mother and the father were struggling, or stepmother and the father were struggling. Stepmother took the kids out to the wood. First time they got back by putting breadcrumbs down or whatever. Second time, she made sure they couldn't get back, so now they're in the woods. They find this house. It's a gingerbread house. It's made of candy, and they start eating the house. The evil witch comes. She sees this. Oh, you're hungry? Come on. I got some stuff in there. She take them in. She fatten them up. Or she try to fatten them up. And she tries to cook them so that she can eat them. Same story, only the darker origin from what my understanding is that the evil witch was the stepmother. Prettiness. See what I'm saying? Like, so by the time we got these little tall tales, it was fluffed a little bit, but I don't know. I have a lot of questions. I can't ask them just yet, but I have a lot of freaking questions about some of these things that we were told as children. I'm going to always question them because why? Why did you tell us this? Why were you saying these things to us? What possessed you to... Okay, I don't know. Maybe you thought things was going to be different. Like, maybe if you told us these things, we would not do the things that you didn't want us to do. I don't know. But I know that a lot of this shit that we heard as children was fucked up. I know that part. And so I just don't know. But it is now time for me to get to the love. Things that are usually on the screen won't be on the screen because Doc did not show up. But I'm going to get to it anyway because I know how to handle this, whether he's here or not. But it is time for the love. So I want to shout out to anybody who's watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. I appreciate you so much. The love is real. The love is real. Whether you're watching live or you watch the playback later, I appreciate you so much. I thank you. And I love you. Thank you. But it is now time for me to get love notes. Let me get this off the screen, though, because y'all know I do not like words on my screen when I'm trying to give this love. Well, that at the bottom can stay, but nothing, or, you know, nothing to distract us from what I'm trying to show you. So it's time for the love notes. Now, what are love notes? Love notes are the listening audience. They're, we have a nice, large listening audience. And because of how large our listening audience is, I like to always make sure that I'm able to show them love because they're not watching, they're listening. And I appreciate them so much and I want them to know how much I adore them. So in order for me to do that, I have to give them love. And I do that in the form of love notes. Now, what are love notes? Well, how do we come up with the name love notes? I used to call it love. Doc used to call it show notes. I was never going to call that ever. Never in life. We used to bicker until we understood that there is no love without compromise. So we came to a compromise and we now call it love notes. Doc also said I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I did not. But I did have a lot of papers, but in all fairness, it was a lot of cities, states, and countries and territories on those papers. And so that's why I had a lot of them. We don't do that anymore, though. We don't do that anymore. Now we do this. Yeah, baby. Now we do this, and I love it. Let's go. Thanks for the love. It's all love. Thank you so much. Shout out to my top 60, United States, United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, Belgium, specifically Brussels. Hi, babies. I love you. Thank you for your dedication and loyalty. You guys are amazing. And the reason why I keep doing this. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, babies. I love you. Thank you for the love. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. Thank you for the love, man. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, the Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, babies. I love you. Thank you for the love. Thanks. Thanks, Booz. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, and Latvia. Hi, honeys. Thank you so much for tuning in. You guys are amazing. Thank you for joining the list of love that I got to give, man. Hungary, Greece, Denmark, Jamaica, Slovakia, Ukraine, and Peru. Hi, Booz. I love you, too. Oh, my gosh. It's this list keeps me going, man. It keeps me going. Don't ever get it twisted. Last but not least, Italy and Egypt. Two countries that I very much want to visit one day, and I'm grateful that you guys have joined the list. Thank you so much for the love. I appreciate you guys so much. Now, normally, at this time, I would probably go into the what Doc has said, but he's not here. So I'm not going to do that this evening. I'm just going to get to the things that need to be said because they always need to be said. Like, join the conversation. You should always do that. My name is Kat Lee, and I approve this message. Join the conversation. You can do that by calling in 443-551-5963, 443-551-5963. You can text that number as well, or you can drop a comment. Like I said, I will read your text and comments out loud. If you call in, you'll be live on air. So be mindful, be mindful. If you want to talk to us about anything, and I do mean anything at all, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Or you can hit us up at ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. ambitiouslythepodcast@gmail.com. Either one is sufficient. I answer all emails when I get a chance. Shout out website, Ambitiously the Podcast. I said ambitious. www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. Also, join our coffee community so I can cuss whenever the fuck I feel like it. Because I promise you, I like... it's not that I... Well, I can't say that either. I just be cussing. And sometimes it slips. And I can't help it. And I told you I got two favorite cuss words that I love very much. Which is fucking shit. Because you can always find a reason to say fuck or shit. You stomp your toe. Shit. Or fuck. You know what I'm saying? They just roll out so easily. So, yeah. Join the coffee community so I don't have to be censored. Or when I put the information on the screen, which is coming very soon, join our Rumble channel, because I'm always going to be cussing on there. That's what it is. I'm not going to lie to you. I will be. But also, join the coffee community so we can have salacious and titillating and taboo conversations. Yeah, I would like to have those conversations without restriction. I would. Listen, I have permission to play any music videos, which I think I might be coming up on a new one. I don't know, but we'll see. But if I play a music video on this platform, just know that I have permission to play it, whether it be written, visual, audio, electronic, however you want it, I have permission to play it. And so I won't play it because if I don't have permission to play it, which brings me to my next point, which is we do not take requests. Why don't we take requests? Because one, I like to have permission for all the music videos that I play. And two, my DJ, I don't know if you tuned on Friday, but my DJ does his suck thizzle. And I don't need y'all interrupting what he got going on. Let him rock out and do what it is that he needs to do. We don't need you getting on his nerves trying to make a request and he trying to figure out how he going to add it to the mix. No, let him do what he do. What I recommend that you do, highly recommended. What I recommend that you do is pour something, roll something, smoke something, sip something. But what I don't recommend that you do is requesting anything, because we're not taking a request. Remember to like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, every subscription. The love is needed, man. The love is needed. It's always needed. And that's how we let them know that we are here. So, yeah, do that. Much love. I just talked about him to our DJ, DJ Rude Casey. That's our residential DJ. DJ Rude Casey. He holds it down every week. He provides a mix every week. You never hear the same song twice during any mix during the week. So, you know what I mean? I got to give him his props. I got to show him love because he holds it down. Yeah, and also let us know how you feel about these mixes. We would like to know. Every Friday, make sure you tune in because he hits us with another one. And we appreciate him for it. Child. I got things to do. I don't got to get up early tomorrow. I'm excited about this. But I'm going to sleep in. Oh, I'm going to sleep in. But it's time for me to say the things that I need to say. Because it's very important for me to say these things. Which is, mind your business. It's something on the media in my day where I tell everybody's business. Because I'm nosy and I want y'all to be nosy with me. It's fun. It's a good time. And then, you know, I tell their business, and then I give my take on what it is that I'm telling. Some of this shit, like, y'all know for a fact Kanye is no longer on my reporting list because I'm tired of his shit. I am. But, you know, I tell these people's business, and then I give my opinion, and it's fine. So join us on a media Monday. To tap in, I try not to tell people's business, but in this particular situation, I had to tell people's business because we're talking about nostalgia. The wiretap, if you have a case and it's high profile and you are foul, depraved, sinister, malicious, heinous, disgusting, Oh, stupid, idiotic, dumbass of a human being. And you got a court case, and I can pull the court case. I'm going to read it. And more than likely, hopefully he's okay, more than likely, Doc will be reading it with me. Okay? So don't have a court case, and I won't read it. That's that simple. Wet and wire usually is our business that we tell and not anybody else's business. Cattails, it's my business and some other people's business that shouldn't have played with me, and then I wouldn't have to tell their story. But as Doc would say, oh, we miss him today. As Doc would say, and the dog will holler. So my advice to you is, if you happen to stumble upon a story that is about you, shut up, or they're going to know it's about you. Don't leave a comment, because they're going to know I'm talking about you. And I don't give two flying shits if they know that I'm talking about you. But you might, because I'm going to tell the story the way I see it. And the stories I'm telling, all of them involve some stupid-ass fuck shit that some dumbass did. But, you know, it's what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is. But other than that, mind your business. It's a safe way to live your life. Yeah. Love your babies. Hug your babies. Tell your babies that they are the goat of all times. They need that encouragement. It is your job as a parent, you stupid ass, to do it. I know we all go through our hard days and stuff like that, but that don't have nothing to do with them babies. Them babies need that encouragement. If they want to be an astronaut, tell them to be the best. I mean, if they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, whatever the fuck else they do over there at NASA. I don't know. What I do know is, for sure, for certain, is that you should get yourself a telescope. Not the kind that you look through your neighbor's windows with, you perv. A good one. A girthy one might. It just might require some assembly. Not much, though. Comes with lenses, scopes, beams, and if you get one like mine, comes with an app. Go to National Geographic. They got good ones. And then go outside with your babies and discover some shit. Maybe an asteroid, a comet, a meteor, a freaking planet. A planet that they say is not a planet no more, but I don't give a shit what they say, because it's still a planet, in my opinion, because it was a planet when I was in school. Y'all made me build a solar system. And I had to find fucking Pluto, something small enough to be my Pluto. So, in my opinion, it's always going to be a planet. Fuck y'all star bullshit. It's a planet. Sorry. Can't get over it. Or maybe a UFO. And if it is a UFO, do not tell me about it immediately. Wait a couple of days and then call me up and tell me. I'm going to believe you. I just don't refer me as the next person to be abductive. I said abductive. Abducted. I don't want to be abducted. Wait till after they probe you, and then you can call me and tell me about it. But otherwise, don't refer me. I don't need any UFO referrals. Okay. As long as we got that covered. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator, and they also have engineers over there. So I'm gonna throw engineer in there. Or whatever the hell else they do over at Nice Car. I don't know. What I do know is that they have a need for speed. And at one point in time, the muscle car was life. And I say this every show. I love muscle cars. I always will love muscle cars. They were made of metal. Wasn't no computers in them. You took it to the mechanic. He had to tinker with some things to get it right. But you didn't have to have him tinker and then reset the computer that was inside your car. Now, you didn't do none of that. None of the cars were made for fiberglass. They were made for metal. You know that saying, put the pedal to the metal? Yeah, they was talking about those cars, muscle cars, always. But whatever the case may be, whatever it is that they want to do, you must be their biggest cheer section. If you're dad too, you could be a cheerleader if you're dad too. But be that and hold them down. They need that love. Time for the fair warning. I tell you these things. I give the fair warning because I want us to remain friends. And in order for us to remain friends, there are some things that you need to understand. Such as Stay in your fucking lane. Your lane and my lane, not the same. Your lane is over there. My lane is over here. Stay the fuck over there. Because you jump in my lane, you're going to get some shit that you do not want. And it's not my fault at this point. I know you're going to play victim, but it's not my fault because I told your dumb ass to stay in your fucking lane, but you didn't listen. You jump in my lane, you're going to get something you don't want, and that is this. I can promise you that. For sure, I can promise you you're going to get her. You don't want her. You don't want her at all. You don't want her. She's not nice. She's not sweet. She's not kind. Once she gets there, she's not turning off until she stops saying red. Do not break the glass. Do not push the button. Leave her the fuck alone. Leave her where she at. Leave her the fuck where she at. Don't pull her out. You don't want her. You want the 2-for-1 special. Great special. You want her. If you get her, then you also get the other one. Hey, you big pair of bitches, you're going to get her. Hey, you big fucking pair. Listen, you want the 2-for-1 special. Why would you turn that down? Why? I don't understand. Why would you turn that down? You don't want the first one. You want the last two. They're great. Wonderful people. Amazing people. You, that first one, she a bitch. And plus, what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. And who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We do not need that for we. So just stay in your fucking lane. Everything's cool and copacetic. I promise you. But you jump in my lane, you're going to get that bitch, and you don't want her. It's crazy because I started saying this. I started saying this for a reason. And I still, whatever, that's another story for another day. Now, I really want to beat this bitch ass, but whatever. Not going to get into that story right now. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle for you to fucking fight. Some battles will get you an ass whipping that you do not, like, you're going to get fucked up. So just pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not for you to fight, baby. Use Patty Boots, aka Baby Caligula, aka Little Boots, aka Drake, as an example of what I mean by picking and choosing your battles wisely. He did not. He is not. So, just use him as just every time you decide that you want to fight a battle, just think about him and be like, maybe this is not a good idea. Maybe not. Plus, he lied to us. He said he studied hip-hop. If he studied hip-hop, then he would know that Mobb Deep said that there's a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. Not even you, Petty Poops. He said you could run, but you can't hide. Or they said you could run, but you can't hide forever. Mm-mm. Baby Caligula. In these streets that we done took, they said, Little Boots, that you are walking with your head down, scared. Look, they said, Drake, you shook, but ain't no such thing as halfway crux. I'm going to stop right there. Mama say, mama say, mama kusai. You don't know why I'm saying mama say, mama say, mama kusai. That is my mantra. That is how I meditate. And Doc said that Michael said something else, but in my mind, he always said, mama say, mama say, mama kusai, so I'm sticking with it. But pick and choose your battles wisely. Fuck the battle. Worry about the war. I'm worried about the war. You should worry about the war, too. Every battle is not a battle to be fought. Just understand that. Be you. Be your amazing, authentic, wonderful self. Even if they say they hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk, and the way that you dress, it's okay. You can't help the way you walk or the way that you talk. Or you can if you make up, like, accents and shit. But the way you walk, that's something different. And the way that you dress, if you want to be a weirdo, be a fucking weirdo. Who the fuck are they to tell you how you should dress? Nobody. But they can tell you that you're lame if you're out here filing lawsuits that you should be filing. Now you're lame for that. You'll always be a lame for that. He said once a lame, always a lame. Ha 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 ha. Let me get off that boy back. But, yeah, fuck all that shit. Be who you are. Be who you are meant to be. You can, and remember, what they eat does not make you, literally, what they eat does not make you shit. If they eating it, you not shitting that shit off. So, the fuck? You can't make everybody happy. You can't. You can't make anybody happy, for that matter. If they are set in being miserable, then let them be miserable. I know they say misery loves company, but I'm saying keep your miserable ass over there. Don't bring your misery my way. I don't want it. I want to be happy. You can only make yourself happy. Happiness starts within. And if you're not happy with self, you're never going to be happy. Never. So it doesn't matter how many people you add to the fold, you're just not going to be happy. You got to center yourself and focus on making yourself happy. And that's where you came in this world by yourself. You're going to leave by yourself. Even if you are a twin, I don't want to go too much deeper in that, because I do not want to reimagine childbirth. But yeah, you came in by yourself. You're going to leave by yourself. Listen, no matter how many times you try to fix the problem or make it so the other person's happy, it won't happen. You know why it won't happen? Because they'll find something to fuck out the bitch about. They will. Especially if they're a miserable motherfucker. So fuck that. Worry about what you need to do for you, boo-boo. It's your mental, not theirs. You can't focus on, they not gonna be happy with it, so they'll find something else to bitch about. So let them bitch. And then last but not least, dream big. Dream so big that your dreams exceed the universe. Don't let them tell you that your dreams are bullshit. Don't let them tell you that you can't do what it is that you dream of doing. Don't let them, because they're haters. Don't let them. Focus on what you need to do. And after you visualize and realize your dream, plan to execute, because nothing happens without a plan, nor does anything happen unless you execute the plan. And that's that, man. I love y'all. Thank y'all for checking the podcast. You guys are amazing. And we will see you tomorrow evening when we jump back into this Big U situation, because it was nuts. It was insane. I mean, it is nuts and insane, and we have to cover that. They finished day two of jury selection today. I don't know if they have gotten all of their jurors just yet, but I will fill y'all in a little bit on that tomorrow as well, as far as this Diddy situation is concerned. But it's about to go down, and so we are going to be paying close attention, because we're nosy. But anyway, I will see y'all tomorrow night, and make sure you tune in. I love y'all. Be safe. Stay the fuck out of trouble. And be happy, man. And with that being said, I gotta get up out of here. Good night.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.